September is National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. As a pediatrician, I see firsthand the terrible toll obesity takes on children still developing organs, bones, joints, and self-confidence. But there is good news. Obesity rates, on a steep rise for decades, have now leveled off for school-age children and actually dropped for preschool-age children. The most likely cause of this reversal shouldn't surprise you. Daily calorie consumption among children and adults is experiencing its first sustained decline in more than 40 years. Relentless public health campaigns exposing the serious consequences of obesity have hit their mark. People are changing their behavior. So let's build on this momentum and focus, too, on fixing the environmental problems that inhibit healthy behavior, eliminating food deserts so that children can access healthy meals and snacks, making city neighborhoods safer so that kids can be active outdoors, adopting programs that get students off the bus and onto their feet, walking to school each day. The latest data on obesity are encouraging, but we're not out of the woods, not by a long shot. 1 in 3 American children is still overweight or obese. We owe it to them to end this epidemic for good. I'm Jay Perman, President of the University of Maryland, Baltimore, for WYPR, your NPR news station.